Welcome to the lab. In this lesson, we're building a sub-heavy breakbeat DNB loop in Ableton Live 12 that hits hard, feels dark, and still leaves you plenty of headroom for the drop. The big idea here is simple: make the loop feel massive without smearing the low end or slamming the master too early. This is the kind of foundation you'd use for a roller, a jungle-leaning edit, a stripped-back dance floor section, or even the intro to a bigger arrangement. The break gives you motion. The sub gives you weight, and the real skill is making those two things work together instead of fighting for the same space. Start by setting up your session with intention. Set the tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM. That'll put you right in modern DNB territory. Then organize your tracks before you write anything. Keep separate tracks for breaks, kick layer, snare layer, sub, bass texture, and any effects or atmosphere. Group your drums into a drum bus and your bass elements into a bass bus. That simple move makes the whole project easier to manage, and it helps you think in rolls instead of random layers. On the master, stay disciplined. Don't reach for a limiter while you're composing. You want to hear the real balance, not a forced version of it. A great target while writing is to keep the master peaking around -6 to -8 dB. That gives you room to build and keeps the low end honest. Now let's pick the break. Don't just grab the loudest one. Choose a break with movement, character, and a good snare transient. Something with a little shuffle, some ghost hits, maybe a bit of hat bleed. That texture is what keeps the groove alive after processing. If you're warping it, be careful. Use the minimum amount of warp markers you need. Don't quantize the life out of the break. For naturally flowing breaks, you can try Complex Pro if necessary, but for chopped, punchy material, beats, mode often preserves the transients better. Once the break is in, start by chopping it into a simple phrase. A good first move is a two-bar loop, with a clear statement in bar 1 and a small variation or fill in bar 2. At this stage, simplicity is your friend. You want it to groove while leaving room for the sub. If the break is too busy, the whole loop starts to feel crowded before the bass even arrives. Now shape the break for punch, not just volume. A light drum bus can add weight and attitude, but keep it restrained. Small amounts of drive, a little transients, maybe no boom if the break already has low-end content. Saturator works too, especially if you use just a touch of drive and soft clip. After that, use EQA to clean up the sub rumble below roughly 30 to 40 Hz, and trim any boxiness in the low mids if the break feels cloudy. If the snare needs more presence, a subtle lift in the upper mids can help, but don't overcook it. You want the break to stay punchy and breathable. If the break is too dynamic, a light glue compressor can help glue it together. Keep the ratio modest, the attack a little slower so the transient gets through, and aim for just a couple dB of gain reduction. The goal is not to crush the break. The goal is to keep it sitting in the pocket so the sub has a clean lane. Now for the sub. This is where a lot of DNB loops either become huge or fall apart. Build the sub as its own dedicated element using something simple like operator or wave eatable with a sine or near sine tone. Keep it mono, keep it focused, and most importantly, treat it as part of the rhythm, not as an afterthought. Set the oscillator to a sine, keep the voices monophonic, and shape the amp envelope so the notes are tight and controlled. A fast attack, a moderate decay, a strong sustain, and a short to medium release will usually get you close. If you want slides, add a little glide or portamento, but keep it subtle. When you write the bass line, think like a drummer and a composer at the same time. Don't fill every gap. In DNB, space is part of the groove. Try long notes under the snare spaces, short pickup notes leading into the next bar, or little answering gestures that respond to the break. A really effective move is to let the sub hold the root in one bar, then give a short rise or slide in the next. That creates a call and response feeling, without making the loop too busy. Keep checking that the sub stays mono. If you need, use utility to collapse the width. The sub should feel physical, not wide. Width in the low end is usually a trap. The real power comes from control and placement. If your break already has a kick, be careful not to stack a second kick on every downbeat unless the arrangement really needs it. In DNB, loudness often comes from clarity, not from piling on more hits. If you do add a kick layer, make it short and clean. Trim the tail, keep it out of the sub's way, and let the sub own the deepest part of the spectrum. You can even place the kick layer on selected accents or offbeats instead of every beat. That creates pressure and motion without flattening the groove. To modernize the loop, add a mid-bass or reese layer above the sub. This is where you can bring in some edge and movement without stealing the low end. A wave-eatable or analog patch with detuned voices can work really well. Low-pass it so it doesn't fight the snare, Then add some saturator or overdrive for character. The trick is to use it as a response layer, not a dominant layer. Let it open up on the second half of a bar or in the lead into a phrase. That creates tension and makes the loop feel more expensive. At this point, the loop needs life. This is where ghost notes and micro edits come in. Add tiny snare taps before the main snare. Slip in a very quiet kick. Toss in a little hi-hat stutter at the end of bar 4. Maybe reverse a drum tail into a fill. These details should be felt more than heard. They make the loop breathe. They stop it from sounding like a static 2-bar repeat. And here's a really useful teacher tip. If the loop feels flat, don't immediately reach for more processing. Sometimes the answer is a tiny timing shift. Nudge a hit slightly earlier for urgency or slightly later for drag. That subtle lean can do more for the groove than another plugin ever will. DNB loves that forward pressure. Now let's talk sidechain. Use it gently. Put a compressor on the bass bus or the sub track and feed it from the kick or drum trigger. You only need enough movement to let the kick poke through and give the sub a little breathing room. Fast attack. Moderate release, modest gain reduction. You want the groove to breathe, not pump like a house track unless that's a deliberate stylistic choice. Also, check the mix in mono. This is huge. If the bass collapses, chances are too much of its weight was coming from stereo tricks instead of actual low-end balance. In a proper DNB foundation, the mono version should still feel strong, focused, and clear. Now turn the loop into a real section. Not just a pattern. A strong DNB arrangement uses contrast. Try a 4-bar or 8-bar energy curve. Let the first bars establish the groove. Add a little more movement in the next section. Then strip something back to create tension. Bring the full weight back in later with a fill. That pull and release is what keeps the listener locked in. You can think in terms of roles here too. One layer is for impact, one is for motion, one is for density. Don't just stack sounds because they seem cool. Make each sound earn its place. If the sub is always full on, it stops feeling special. Leave some phrases a little lighter so the heavy moments actually land harder. Before you call it done, do a proper headroom check. Bring the whole session down if needed and listen at a lower level. If the loop still feels energetic when turned down, that's usually a sign the balance is working. If it only sounds good when it's loud, then the arrangement is doing too much of the work. Check that the master is still peaking around -6 to -8 dB. Make sure the break stays clear when the bass enters. Confirm the sub is audible in mono. Watch for harsh buildup in the upper mids from hats, snare, or distorted bass texture. A spectrum analyzer can help, but trust your ears first. If it feels exciting without needing extra gain, you're in a very good place. Here are the most common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the sub too loud too early. Don't let the break and sub fight in the same register. Don't overprocess the break until it loses swing. Don't widen the low end. Don't write a bass line that fills every gap. And don't crush the master while you're still composing. Clean headroom now saves you a lot of pain later. If you want to push the style darker and heavier, think about layering sub with harmonics instead of just adding more low end. A quiet distorted copy can help the bass read on smaller speakers, while the true sub stays controlled. You can also automate a low pass filter on the bass texture over 4 or 8 bars to build tension without adding more notes. And don't underestimate silence. A brief dropout before a bass return can feel heavier than another effect layer. For a quick practice challenge, set a 15-minute timer and build one 4-bar loop. Pick one break, chop it into a 2-bar phrase. Add a mono sign sub. Write a simple bass rhythm with at least one bar of space. Add one ghost note or fill in the 4th bar. Process the break lightly. Sidechain the sub gently. Then make one arrangement move, like dropping the kick layer in one bar or adding a fill at the end. Finish by checking mono and pulling the level down until it still feels strong. If you do this right, you'll end up with something that feels like a real DNB section, not just drums and a sub sitting on top of each other. That's the win here. Strong groove, clean separation, controlled low end, and enough headroom to keep building the track without it collapsing. Build it with discipline, and it'll hit way harder than something that's just loud. That's the DNB way.